This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-CHOE, 855-732-5563. There is so much. Look, I can go beat up on what took place today with, what was it, Nunez? I mean, seriously, we already know that there was some tampering going on. There was some tapping going on of wires. And we're not talking about connecting two lines and listening in and recording. All of a sudden now these were, what do they call it? Let me look. Because I don't want to get this wrong so you guys can make fun of me again, right? Oh, incidental chatter. So now it appears that there's a whole bunch of incidental chatter that was picked up around the Trump people. I wonder if the same thing for Hillary's. You think any of her people, they picked up incidental chatter? Because I'm sure, they wouldn't have been able to do that because I'm sure she made absolutely no phone calls, or her people made no phone calls to questionable people across the world. That was, and I love all these things they're throwing at Trump, but yet they're willing to overlook. See, he's guilty because some of his people talked to, Russian ambassador and a few others. However, Mrs. Clinton, her honey, his fees doubled right after she became Secretary of State. Apparently, there was a big increase in wanting the ex-president to speak all of a sudden. So, yeah, you know, capitalism works like that. You charge more money for your product. Even though she was pushing socialism, she was very happy to take the money that capitalism brings in. Nobody questioned that. That was okay. And then there was, you know, the Clinton Foundation as a whole, when she became Secretary of State, the money that poured into that foundation for all the good they do all over the world, but they won't let anybody audit their books. They won't report properly. They only, what did they do? They had 7 or 8 years worth of tax returns that were screwed up, wrong, or not filed properly. And they only fixed them when it was reported in the news. So I love how this, the Democrats have what I like to refer to as selective recall, right? It's always, you know, Republicans always bad, Democrats always right. So now my response on Facebook and other places have been, all right, do you remember when so-and-so did this? So since he did it and you accepted it, then we can. And that should be our argument. You allowed it. You didn't have any problem with it. You didn't speak up over it. So we figured you thought it was okay. So we started doing it. And let's see what they do with that. They won't know what to do with it, but let's just see what they do with it. And I don't know if any of you watched O'Reilly for whatever reason tonight, but he hit the nail on the head tonight. To show you how low... I'm sorry, some of you are going to be upset with me about this because you don't like when I pick on the other side like this, but to show you a low life, the mainstream left-leaning media is like, how much time can you find, go online, How much time can you find where they gave time to that Maryland rape? That brutal rape that was published live on Facebook. Right? See if they even mention the word. If you find one, let's see if they mention the word illegals or nasty. I mean, anything like that. You're not going to find it. Now, the parents want answers. And the administration is kind of, you know, I won't say they're blowing it off, because that wouldn't be a proper statement. But they are definitely cranking it down. They're not interested in this, and they don't realize it's going to blow up. They're not interested in blowing it up, but it's going to blow up if they don't deal with it. This was a 14-year... Come on. You got a niece that's 14? Your neighbor's daughter is 14. You have a 14-year-old daughter yourself. You had a 14-year-old daughter at one time. I'll tell you what, guys. As I claim to be a Christian man, I claim to be a bit forgiving. You rape... If you had raped my 14-year-old daughter, guess what? It'd be a problem. I would lose my Christianity, and I would be... Yeah, I know. Some of you are going to like to hold this one against me, and I don't really care. And I would go to jail for it. It wouldn't bother me. Now, allegedly by at least one much older illegal immigrant, right there, the anger is just all over the place. And the politicians locally, they were just considering and talking about sanctuary policies. Parents of students at Rockville High School, where the victim was brutally assaulted in a boys' bathroom by two immigrant classmates, ages 17 and 18, 14-year-old girl. Right? Come on, this could be your daughter, your niece, your nephew, your granddaughter. So as much of a heart you have for these refugees, which I don't believe they're all refugees, some of them are escaped convicts, because you can't check, so you can't tell me they're not. You can say to me, well, you have no proof of that. Well, you have no proof of the other. I'm very mad. I can't believe this is happening in my kid's school, said a parent who identified herself only as Liz. There are a lot of people here that maybe don't belong. They've been checked out. See, it's not that they don't belong because it's America, we don't accept others. They don't belong because they can't prove who they are. Anyway, I'm Joe Mussini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Yeah, it's going to be an hour, a whole hour of ranting. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And again, I do appreciate the time that you spend with us, that you get involved, that you respond. It's always good to respond. Seriously. This is what I was going to talk about this hour. I'm going to have to go back and do the original story. But in watching some of the things that people are saying or not saying about the rapes that took place in Maryland, I cannot believe. You know what? Here's the deal. We should have lied to Main Street at first. What we should have done was told them that it was two or three right-wing conservative Christians who were raping a black Muslim girl. And you know what would have happened? This would have hit every every news agency would have preempted the massacres that were going on there in England. Now, you know that's true. But because these kids might be illegals, right? We might have let them in incorrectly. We let them into the school. We put older kids in with the younger kids, kids we don't even know. They're supposed to protect your children. That's what they're supposed to be doing. And if anybody sends me an email and says, well, that's just an isolated incident, I would beg to differ. Is it running rampant across the country? No. Is it happening more often than we know? Yes. Montgomery County parents said that, I know that if this country enforced the laws that are already on the books, we don't need new ones. Those two young men would not have been here. And this rape, this horrendous rape, would not have occurred. It's not just a rape, because I see some of the comments that rape happens all the time. You know, it's a bigger issue than just illegals doing it. Yeah, but you know what? Whether you want to hear it or not, this one would not have happened. And when they know they have more protection than others, they go for more. And you don't have to agree with me. I don't care. For me, it's really that simple. All right, I got to breathe. Because that, you know, that stuff makes me. I've always said, and I'm not joking, for my Christian friends, save your emails for yourself because I won't respond to you anyhow. But the deal for me is, you ever touched my daughters like this, you wouldn't. You'd better go looking for the law. How's that? You better run for police station and tell them what you just did. Because if I get you before they do, I tell you one thing, you'll never do it again. That's a guarantee. Then I'd ask for forgiveness later. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, host 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That'll light the place up. So, the Sarah Lawrence College, wants all official school publications to adhere to a set of gender-neutral language guidelines. Now, here's the thing. Since there's a very small amount or a small group of people that want to be referred to in gender-neutral terms, then why do I have to suffer? Why does the majority have to suffer because you can't handle certain terminologies? I'm going to tell this story, and hopefully I won't tee anybody off. My granddaughter drew a picture. And I showed it. I'll tell you the story. So my granddaughter drew a picture of a flag, American flag, really cool, made me happy. And she said, I think it's her or some little girl standing in front of the flagpole. And she said, I don't have it in front of me, but basically she said, today I saw a fag, and the fag was red, was white, was blue. Now some people would go nuts. What are you teaching her? I'm not teaching her anything. She's learning how to spell. She left out the L. Matter of fact, in her head, she probably didn't even know there was an L in there. Okay? So, it's not the words that are hateful. It's the way you use them. It's really that simple. So I sent it to a friend of mine who's gay. And I said, would you ever be, knowing that a little girl did this, a little kid, would you be, he said, no, I was, actually, it's Xander Gibb. He'll be on with us later on this week. He said, no, I would laugh on my buns off. I thought it was hilarious because I knew it had no reference to me. It had no reference to gay men. It had every reference to the word and the fact that she doesn't understand the word yet. But we've become so touchy-feely, politically correct. You know, I am sure in some school districts they would have said, well, we really have to sit down and we have to explain to your child that if she really doesn't know the word and she doesn't know what she's saying, she shouldn't. Oh, did I call her she? I'm sorry. We would have to ask. I don't even know what you'd call. What you'd say?
She's self-identified.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm sorry. Honey, what do you, at six, what do you self-identify with? I'm just curious here. Anyway, so we'll have to tell your little human grandchild. Can we use child? I'm wondering if we can use child. I don't know. I'm so confused. I don't even know what to do anymore. Anyway, tell the little child that, you know, if you don't understand what you're saying, then you're just going to have to not say anything or write anything. It was no big deal. It was a giggle. Okay? But some people threw the roof over it. Now, while the guidelines specifically apply only to publications and policy statements, because it always starts there, whose primary audience is enrolled students at the college, the document does not make clear that reducing unnecessarily gender references, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that, the document does make clear that reducing unnecessarily gender references in all materials is ideal. Let me see. Sarah Lawrence College has chosen to make, this is a statement through one of the tweets that they sent out, has chosen to make exception to select grammatical rules, i.e. pronoun agreement. In an effort to avoid confusion, the guidelines recommend including disclaimers on all gender-neutralized materials. I mean, this is like a scientific dissertation, right? Over gender neutrality. They've chosen to make exception to select grammatical rules, i.e. pronoun agreements. The guidelines go on to suggest the usage of plural non-gendered pronouns to replace singular gendered pronouns. Why? So now we're screwing with singular and plurals?
You never got them right anyway.
I never did. Well, you're right. I never did. I never got, what is it, possessive and all that other crap. Anyway, I could go so far with that, but I'm not going to. Even while acknowledging that the technique is grammatically incorrect, explaining that when absolutely unavoidable, the exception can be acknowledged in the note recommended above. Now, meanwhile, the recommended guidelines suggest avoiding conditional sentences. I had a hard enough time, we call it diagramming a sentence. Couldn't even spell diagram. How am I going to do anything else from that point on? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go cheek.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I do appreciate the time you spent with me. I do appreciate you being involved and engaged and that kind of thing. I really do. And I think that it helps me stay on my toes, because I tell you what, you guys have nailed me in a couple things I've screwed up. But I'm willing to say I'm sorry. Yeah, you screw up, you screw up. I bleed red like the rest of you guys, you know. Head up to the website, realside.com. And what I want you to do when you get there, and I'll wait, because I see the orders pop up. I'll know. I want you to buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And, you know, I can find out where you live, too. Seriously. But anyway, if you don't want to buy it from the website, you can go ahead and grab it on Amazon.com. You can get your ebook there and what have you. And it's an easy read. It'll give you some good information. I deal with all those things that they've told you to hate or taught you to hate over the last 8 years. You don't need to hate any of them. We're all on the same page. I mean, some of us, yeah, want to take the country in a different direction. But you know what? We need to know where they're coming from. You can't fight it. You can't think about it. You can't work and get them turned. I know a lot of hardcore left-wing almost socialist people that turned out to be right-wing conservative. What do we go? Well, they're not all white, so we'll just say right-wing conservatives. They went from, you know, left to right. So it can be done if you do it right, if you don't just stick your foot. Look, that guy who started a conversation off with me calling me an effing moron. Yeah, okay, that sets the tone for the rest of the email now, doesn't it? So even if he had something good to say, even if he had something where I was off and he's trying to teach me, I'm not going to learn anything from him. Because he started off putting me on the defense. Stupid. I tell people all the time, you take it for what it's worth, I like to approach things from the Columbo School of Learning. And go back and watch one or two of the shows, Lieutenant Columbo. Like a buffoon. Would ask questions to get the answers he wanted, and he'd almost draw the person into hanging themselves. You could do the same thing by simply laying it out, asking the question. I always say, look, enlighten me. Obviously, I'm not well-educated. I don't really understand everything, so enlighten me. And when they find themselves coming down to my level, you know, not being one of those educated elitists, they start to realize how stupid what they're saying sounds. Not all the time, but a lot of the times. And I can trip them up on their own words. And not because I'm a genius either. It's because I'm a simpleton. Anyway, gendered words. They're just so... I mean, that thing that my granddaughter did shows you that words have no meaning. They really don't have any power over you. You have to stop and use a God-given thing in the gray matter between your ears to decide whether somebody's trying to be hateful or not. And in her case, and some of you, I love this, she was ignorant. She didn't know what she was doing. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with being ignorant if you're willing to fix it. If you're not, you think you're a brain surgeon, you're ignorant, then you're not an ignorant, you're an idiot. I guess you're still in the I family, that's okay. So the guidelines go on to suggest uses of plural gender pronouns to replace singular gendered pronouns. I tell you what, in this kind of English class, I would have got an F minus. There would have been they could have gone, no mark available would have probably been what they put in the little box. So, anyhow, meanwhile, the recommended guidelines suggest avoiding conditional sentences introduced by if or when, because such sentences often require the use of a pronoun. I mean, really, seriously. Somebody said in what? Was it a Facebook feed? It's time for frontal lobotomies? I think I'm in on that one. I would kind of check to help with that. If it's going to fix this at all, I would do that. The guide concludes with a list of gendered words to avoid by using substitutes instead, suggesting, for example, terms such as kinship or solidarity. Here, pass it along. I mean, come on, are we serious? In place of brotherhood, and neutral phrases like nurturing or fostering instead of fathering or mothering. Now, you know what I'd love to do? I don't have the time to do it now. I would love to go look up words like nurturing and fostering, because I'm sure these high-end morons don't realize that our words start from the Latin. Our words come from the Latin language. Would it be hilarious if all these words they were, or most of these words that they were putting on us, actually had a basis in a masculine or feminine basis? Wouldn't that be hilarious? Because, you know, the Latin language is not gender neutral, last I checked. And I don't know a whole bunch of Latin, but growing up a little Catholic boy, a Roman Catholic boy, we had to learn a little bit of Latin to do the masses. Finally, Sarah Lawrence discourages the use of language referring to sexual orientation, noting that orientation should always be used in place of preference. The college offers other points, such as avoiding heterosexual references, not using the word homosexual, and inexplicable guidelines to not use adjectives such as adjectives. Keep laughing at me. I'm going to get a gun and shoot you with it. The Nerf gun. Where was it? Anyway. Adjectives. Hey, the mouth doesn't always work right. That's what makes it fun. Now I lost my place. Thanks. Keep laughing at me. Now use adjectives such as acknowledged, admitted, or avowed. So wait a minute. You can't acknowledge something? Why, is that masculine or something? And what about admitted? He or she or they admitted. Oh, see, that's their problem. Actually, no, that's not their problem. Their problem's much deeper than that, but it's the problem with this particular issue. Now, the news source contacted Sarah Lawrence for additional comment on the matter, but guess what? They never called back. I wonder why that happened. But this is your college dollars at work, people. Aren't you excited? I mean, think about everything your kids are learning when they're at these places. I don't know. So, some good. I'm just kidding you. But we're in a couple of minutes before the segment's over. The retail stores like Payless, Sears, I guess it's BB, Radio Shack, and others, not doing well in this economy, and they're going to have a hard time pulling back. They may not even come back. And it would be sad if Sears goes away as a whole. Really would be. That's not cool. They've been around forever. Do you know they were one of the first companies that offered health care to all their employees for free? Because they decided, and it wasn't because they loved human beings, all right? Let's get past that for a minute. No, because they knew that if they kept people healthy, if they took care of people, they kept them healthy, productivity would stay high. It was that simple. No ulterior, oh my God, I love everybody, I want everybody to be healthy kind of thing. That didn't work that way at all. So investors bailed on sales, one day after the struggling retailer acknowledged that there was trouble. They didn't know whether they were going to be able to survive or not. So their stocks plummeted. CFO Jason Holler took to the Sears blog in an attempt to calm investors' fears. Despite having the backing of billionaire Eddie Lambert, some believe that bankruptcy is inevitable for the department store chain. You know, other stores that are on the chopping block. I've never heard of this one. You guys may have. The Sports Authority?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do we have one of those?
No, it's probably East Coast.
East Coast only? Okay. So, and a lot of these stores, they kept growing brick and mortar instead of getting this stuff online. See, I think JCPenney does it right. You can order anything you want on their online store, and you can take it back to their local store if you want to. You can exchange it out there if you need to. But for those of you who love shopping online, you go to JCPenney and do it. And JCPenney, I will accept a check in the mail here shortly. Then you got Radio Shack, which I thought was great. Did I tell the story the other night? Right? I did? Yeah, okay, I won't do it again then. Why? You think they were drunk or they won't remember? So... So, you know, they claimed bankruptcy in 2015, and then they made some changes, and they did some stuff and what have you, and it looked like they were going to come back, and they were bought out by General Wireless Operations for $26.2 million. However, earlier this month, General Wireless filed for Chapter 11, trying to pull all that together. They tried to co-brand the stores with Sprint. Do you remember that? You couldn't walk into a Radio Shack without Sprint being in there. And that didn't do well because, you know, they were limited to what they had in stock. They were limited to what they could do for people because they weren't a corporate store. So that didn't help. Eastern Outfitters, they would have lost with me early on. And then what else? What is this store? Aeropostale, Inc.?
Yeah, it's a
team
clothing.
Is it? Well, probably why I didn't know it. Right? H.H. Gregg, a whole bunch of them that they didn't make the change to online. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. I'm not telling you. You've got to come back to figure it out. We'll be right back.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-GRILLED-SHOW, 855-732-5563. And you, again, there's a lot going on out there. A lot of craziness. Come on. There you go. All right. A lot of craziness happening out there. I love some of the stories you guys sent me. I really do. And matter of fact, sometimes you'll send me a story that I'm kind of bored with, I'm not really excited about. And then what happens is I see a little flash of another story next to it. I go, oh, well, that one I can do. So to show you that we've really lost our minds, and we're raising, yeah, snowflakes is, I don't even think it's the right word for it anymore. And I mean that sincerely. I don't think you can use the word snowflake in all honesty. I mean, these young people who can't handle any adversity in their lives, I wouldn't call them a snowflake. I would call them an emotional wreck. They need help. They don't need safe rooms. They need help. Do you know what I mean? So apparently, a Dana Schutz's painting on Emmett Till at the Whitney Biennial is sparking protest. Now, the Yeah, let me see if I can find this. It is a painting of, let me see. The painting is based on a photograph of the funeral of Emmett Till, an African-American boy who was brutally murdered in Mississippi in 1955 at the age of 14 after he had been falsely accused of flirting with a white woman. Till's mother insisted on having an open casket funeral so people could see the brutality of the lynching and exposing the horrific extent of American racism. Now, the press images of Till's mutilated body, along with the fact that his murders were subsequently acquitted, are often credited as having galvanized the civil rights movement in the U.S. Here, an ugly part of the history in this country. An ugly time for America, you know, Americans' freedoms, so to speak. And what do they want to do with this? Don't you want people to see it? Don't you want everybody to know that so we don't end up going back to those ugly moments, so we don't end up heading back in that direction? I do. I don't have a problem with this stuff. I think we need to see this stuff. It's a reminder of where we came from. This press image of Till's body, along with the fact that his murders were committed, are credited with the galvanization of the right civil rights movement in the U.S. I don't know enough about that to even comment on it. Now, it's a small campus. It's not a canvas painting. It's not big. It's not humongous. Right? Now, Emmett's body is pretty disfigured in there. Because, as you can imagine, it was a very horrific thing that was done to him. And she specifically makes sure that you can see the deep cuts and lacerations in the original photo, you know, of the body. So one fellow tweeted at the Whitney protest against Dana Schultz's painting of Emmett Till, she has nothing to say to the black community about the black trauma. So in other words, she's brought this back up, and it's wrong. I wonder what...
Because she's white.
What?
Only because she's white.
That's the only reason? Oh, so only black people can show the cause of the negative. But even at the core level, I don't believe that they wouldn't. I don't believe they still wouldn't do this. Because they go on to say, oh, look, I'm writing to ask you to remove Dana Schultz's painting over the casket with the urgent recommendation that the painting be destroyed and not entered in any market or museum. As you know, this painting depicts the dead body of a 14-year-old in the open casket that his mother chose, saying, let the people see what I've seen. Then even this, that even the disfigured corpse of a child was not sufficient to move the white gaze from its habitual cold calculation is evident daily in a myriad of ways, not the least fact that this painting exists at all. The painting should not be acceptable to anyone who cares or pretends to care about black people because it's not acceptable for a white person to transmute black suffering into profile and fun. And fun.
Profit.
I'm sorry.
That's the whole thing, because that's not acceptable.
So the practice has been normalized for a long time. I don't know what's been normalized. You mean white people showing the plight of black people?
Exactly. For profit,
wow. Fun. So they want total integration, except they don't. Is that kind of what it is?
Yeah.
Or was this cultural appropriation? I don't even know. Although Schultz's intention may be to present white shame, the shame is not correctly represented as a painting of the dead black boy by a white artist. Those non-black artists who sincerely wish to highlight the shameful nature of white violence should first of all stop treating black pain as raw material. Huh? The subject matter is not Schultz's. White free speech and white creative freedom have been founded on the constraint of others. So, this
white,
yeah. Well, but this is no different than all this other stuff. This is no different than this cultural appropriation, improper pronouns, all this garbage that they actually think means something, and it only means something to the snowflakes who can't handle it. It really doesn't. Nobody gives a whoop anywhere else. Right? I mean, am I missing something here? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And the more this, they don't realize that the more they do this, the more they push this, the more they do this, the more they push people away. You lose the people that were willing to help you. You lose the people on your side. And you don't need a brain surgeon to figure that one out. So, again, I know somebody's going to want to throw knives at me here, surely. But in the rise of all this violence that happened in the UK, and violence is on the rise all over the world. But you've got violence going up in the UK, violence going up in France, and they're trying to keep it all down, but it's getting out. Right? You've got all this stuff going on. And what is it, 98% of these things are being done by, or committed by refugees, people that are here illegally, people that are here without background checks, people that are here because they're trying to get away from the violence in there. Well, if you bring it with you, you're not really getting away from it, are you? And nothing can be done. Right? Come on, let's work it through. If we do this everywhere. Everywhere in this country, if there's something that causes something to happen, we jump on it, we fix it, we tweak it, we do what we need to do. In this case, because it has to do with, you know, people that are here illegally, refugees, Muslims mostly, then what happens? Right? What happens is we don't give credit, we don't give blame to what it's supposed to be. And that's what we need. You got to call it out. It's like, what is it? Now, I've never gone to one of these, but apparently, if it's a, oh, God, I just had a brain fade. I saw something popped up about Rick Green, but come on, with you brain surgeons in the chat room, what was I talking about? Boy, threw me off. Just rinsed my head on that one.
You're almost at the end anyway.
Huh?
You're almost done anyway.
Yeah, that's true too. Now, I can't go much further. All right, so before we end up here, in the next hour, I'm going to talk a little bit about the a college where the group that wants to organize a safe space doesn't feel safe describing the space. Let that sink in. So they want something that they don't feel safe describing what they want. And they can't tell you why. So somehow you're supposed to reach into their brain and figure out what it is they want. Or think they want, for that matter. And you're telling me there's nothing wrong with these people? I mean, seriously, something wrong? Here's one that'll make you barf. Chelsea Clinton. How old is she, you think? She's not even 40 yet. So Chelsea Clinton's going to receive a lifetime impact reward from Variety magazine. Although they can't tell you what for. So Variety magazine and Lifetime next month are going to give her this. Nobody knows why, though. She's going to be honored at the Power of Women luncheon. We'll go ahead and talk about that in the next hour because I'm lost. So, you know, during the break, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Love to know, can anybody please tell me what her achievements have been? Maybe I'm just ignorant to it. Maybe I just don't get it. She survived Bill and Hillary. She survived Bill. I think that's a big deal even on itself. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I'm going to look for my brain, and we'll have a lot of fun in the next hour.